Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming up, but first I'd like to tell you about some things we're working on for this week's show. Who are sports fans supposed to root against in the MLB playoffs now that the New York Yankees have missed the postseason for the second year in a row? We'll speak with Brian Costa of the Wall Street Journal, who's compiled baseball's Hateability Index. We'll also speak with author John Branch, who's written Boy on Ice, The Life and Death of Derek Bogart. The hockey enforcer died in 2011 at the age of 28 after having been severely damaged by on-ice injuries and concussions. Plus, Dennis Kometo set a new world record last weekend by finishing the Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. But is a sub-2-hour marathon really as close as it seems? That and more this week on Only a Game. In his commentary this week, Bill considers the New England Patriots. The team didn't just lose on Monday night. They got embarrassed by the Kansas City Chiefs. How else can such an event be commemorated except in verse?
Among the only certainties upon which all must rest is this: New England's football team, if not perhaps the best, is certainly among them. They are organized and slick, for they've been led for years now by the wily Belichick. He rarely smiles, this Belichick. His lips are mostly sealed. Reporters ask him questions, but nothing is revealed. He's said to be a genius by the folks who know the game. But Monday night, a crack appeared across his fabled fame. At game's end on that night, we witnessed something seldom seen. The Pats were on the losing end of 41-14. All night, Tom Brady's passes fell into opposing arms or sailed beyond the reach of his receivers as alarms went off in fans from Providence to Winthrop by the sea. In Maine and in New Hampshire, too, gloom triumphed over glee. The season's young, they tell me. This is no time for despair. But still I see in my mind's eye Tom Brady sitting there, alone upon the bench's end, his face a tragic mask. For he and head coach Belichick were not up to the task of putting points up on the board as fast as KC did. And are the Pats engaged upon the slippery sort of skid that lesser teams endure sometimes, teams lacking stone-faced Bill? Does that explain why Pats fans have been looking kind of ill? Oh, somewhere birds are singing and the sun is shining bright, and somewhere fans are laughing and their happy hearts are light. There's dancing in the streets somewhere and hope is on the rise as visions of the Super Bowl dance in the shining eyes of fans of teams that have 3 wins as fall goes stumbling on. New England has a paltry 2. If hope there isn't gone, it's packing up its bags to leave. Its mood has turned to mean. A loss, it says, we'd handle that. But 41-14? So blind to autumn's glory as it spreads across the hills, New England fans anticipate the winter's coming chills. And who can blame them if they feel at least a little sick at glimpsing the mortality of their Bill Belichick?
Visit onlyagame.org to share this commentary with poetry-loving sports fans everywhere. You can also click on Rhymes with Bill for even more poetic sports musings. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and find us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr.